At the dawn of modern genetic research, almost no one anticipated the enormous complexity in the biology of disease. Many researchers thought the genome would be a kind of instruction manual for the body. Pioneers such as Celera Genomics' Craig Venter and Francis Collins of the National Institutes of Health were celebrated as gene hunters, a term that evoked crusaders scouring the globe for that one silver bullet gene that would explain and facilitate a cure for a given disease. To some extent, these researchers found real treasure. Geneticist Nancy Wexler, for example, spent years in Venezuela compiling family trees of those affected by Huntington's disease, a rare inherited condition. Her work led to the discovery of the mutation in a single gene that predicts whether an individual will contract the condition. But scientists soon realized that genetic maps were less like an instruction manual and more like the parts catalog you get with IKEA furniture. What's more, researchers discovered other catalogs that added complex variables to the relationships between genes and disease. For example, the proteome, the proteins encoded by DNA, and the transcriptome, all the nucleic acids that convert DNA into proteins. The morning after disappointment has proved wrenching, as researchers learned that complex diseases, such as cancer and Alzheimer's, didn't yield to a single gene. Even Huntington's, its gene identified, has remained untreatable. Today, Cohen and others see a link between the obsession with simplicity and a decline in drug discovery. That decline shows itself in the 1 in 10 success rate for FDA approval of new therapies, in spiraling costs for drug development, what a Tufts study recently identified as the $2.6 billion pill, and in the soaring prices of the few treatments that break new ground, such as the $475,000 cost of a course of treatment with Novartis's leukemia drug Kymriah. More recently, researchers have begun to grapple with biological complexity with the help of the science of networks. That science's chief evangelist is Alberto Laszlo Barabasi, a professor at Northwestern University, whose 2014 book, Linked, popularized the notion that network theory can explain numerous fields, from fashion trends to sexual relations to disease. Barabasi and others realized that disease is like a bad signal that moves through a network of connections, from genes to proteins to cells to tissues, until all these perturbations manifest as the familiar symptoms of disease. Complicated diseases are confluences of numerous effects, because pleiotropy means that any given protein can act at different points in the body. Startups like Pharnext assume that drugs can also be pleiotropic, acting on more than one protein and more than one interaction in the body at the same time. To find a drug combination capable of tackling complexity, the enormous power of machine learning, with its ability to spot patterns in data, must be wedded to a sense of the structure by which disease operates. This, in turn, has required an evolution in the relationship between computer scientists and biologists. Newer machine learning approaches ingest vastly more data and can assemble hierarchies of information that let them go beyond correlation. Still, harnessing these deep learning neural networks into a structure that has any predictive power requires some elegant algorithm building. Colin Hill, CEO and founder of GNS Healthcare, is one of the builders. His company, based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, has spent 18 years developing a computer system called REFS, which stands for Reverse Engineering Forward Simulation.